I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 1, Episode 8, Prague.
The deal for local TV is being hammered out. An offer is on the table for the purchase of 70 local TV stations, and the sellers appear satisfied with it, but Logan is unhappy. He's concerned that he's being sold something at a fair price. What the fuck's going on? Roman says the guy just wants out fast. If he does, says Logan, we fuck him. Jerry agrees it's never good if the opposite party is still smiling. Logan demands a much lower bid is made. Big business, eh? As Roman goes to leave, he's caught by Stewie. Stu asks about Kendall, and we hear Ken is still on the drugs. We then learn Tom has an upcoming bachelor party. Destination Prague. Roman's bachelor party preoccupation is suddenly hijacked when Stewie tells him, fuck Prague. You ever heard of romboy parties? Roman listens and perks up further at the news Sandy Furness will also be there, ripe for a deal. Before he leaves, Stewie tells Roman to bring Kendall along to the party, keen for a reunion. Kendall is in the back of a cab alongside Frank, looking at a pair of impressive trainers. He straps them on his feet. You good? Asks Frank. I'm psyched, reveals Ken. Turns out, they're off to a business meeting with two young female artists who have an idea for an app called Dust. Ken is full on cringe. Big fan of what you guys do. Fucking sweet chili sauce is just his opener. When he feels they're losing the room, Ken switches to a more humble approach, telling them he knows little about art but knows how to monetize their idea and offers to throw his flash trainers out the window. His charm begins to pay off. Logan tells Greg to make sure Kendall comes back alive from the bachelor party. Greg says, of course. Then mentions he wants to move from Parks to another area of the firm due to the abuse he suffers. Logan immediately knows it's Tom. I didn't know he had it in him, he smiles. He tells Greg if he takes care of Kendall, then they can talk. Elsewhere, Shiv and Nate listen to Gil making an impassioned speech, largely dissing Shiv's dad. A call comes in from Tom who tells her there's a change of plan from Prague, and he's worried it might get a little disgusting. Shiv tells him to enjoy himself for a night, as they are both adults. Kendall arrives at the bachelor party late, and Greg immediately gives him a hug, ensuring he keeps his end of the deal with Logan. They all stand in front of a disused train tunnel. Roman assures him it's going to be great. Tom worries he's being lured in and will end up waking up in Belgium with no eyebrows. They arrive at a door deep in the darkness. A woman greets them. Welcome to Romboy. Inside, Stewie waits. He's happy to see Kendall, but the feeling is not mutual. Greg plays his new role of Kendall's guardian angel well, checking he has everything he needs and nothing he shouldn't have. So Kendall immediately asks if Greg can find him some ketamine. Ah. Tom is pretty disappointed to find an arty sort of underground party with the hip and the hot. However, he begins to come around to the idea he can maybe do that one night of fun thing Shiv mentioned. His wind is momentarily taken from his wild oat sowing sails when Greg asks if Shiv lives by the same rules. Connor drops a few happy pills, despite Roman's protestations. Stewie apologizes to Ken, telling him he loves him but had to follow the money. Stu then asks how Kendall would feel about getting all the way out of the firm for the princely sum of $500 million. Is this for real? Ken asks. Stu confirms it is and leads Ken to talk further with Sandy Furness, his business partner. Elsewhere, Shiv and Nate are finally in bed together. Shiv tells him what they're doing is just for fun, nothing serious. It's nothing. Back at the party, Kendall meets Sandy and finds out that Sandy is actually already in on Waystar. Sandy's me, and I'm Sandy, explains Stewie. Ken is shocked at the revelation, as Sandy explains he's a parasite on a parasite. Ken and Sandy are left to talk. Roman, who was hoping to talk to Sandy himself, wanders over to interrupt. He begins to bitch to Sandy about the purchase of the TV stations, but Ken undermines his every word. As things get heated, Roman reveals that Kendall used to lock Roman in a cage in a game where Rome played a dog and was made to eat dog food out of a bowl. Sandy nips off to grab a drink and leaves the boys to their arguments. Roman checks with Connor whether the dog cage story was true or something he had imagined. Connor confirms its reality, but then tells Roman he used to love it. Roman calls bullshit, saying the game was the reason he went weird, started wetting the bed, and was sent to military school. Connor disagrees again, saying he asked to go to military school. You're full of shit, declares Roman as he storms away. A panicked Greg is looking for Kendall while Tom makes a call to Shiv to check again the rules of their agreement. Frank tells Kendall the artists have decided to go with someone else to launch their app, so Ken goes off in search of Angela to resurrect his chances. Angela revealed they jump ship because Kendall is a Roy and it would be like marrying Hitler. Kendall immediately seeks escape in a long line of coke. In a TV studio, Nate and Shiv watch as Gil is grilled by a presenter about the recent suicide of his wife and his own mental health. Gil loses his cool early, saying this line of questioning is a hack job by Logan Roy, whose only daughter now works for him. Shiv is less than impressed. Back to the party, and a stressed Greg searches for Kendall. He finds him about to snort another four lines of coke and tries to rein him in. When Ken questions his motives, Greg reveals the truth that Logan asked him to watch him and keep him safe. Ken tells Greg the only way to stop him snorting the four lines is for Greg to take two for himself. Against his better judgment, Greg powders his beak. Shiv meets Logan in a bar in town. Logan believes Shiv is being used and asks her to come into the family business, saying he always believed her to be the smartest of his children. She says she sees through him and exits the bar again. Tom catches the eye of a woman called Tabitha and finally, after numerous calls to Shiv, makes his move. Roman catches up with Stewie and asks to talk to Sandy. He agrees to set it up. Tom returns to Greg with, well, this story about going into a side room with Tabitha. In Tom's words, she goes down on me and then I splooge in her mouth and get this, she kisses me and puts it back in my mouth and I swallow. Greg is kind of disgusted and weirded out, and it turns out maybe Tom is also not convinced as he takes a big drink of water. Ken meets Sandy and turns down the $500 million offer, but wants to go after Logan together in return for being CEO. Marcia calls Shiv to say it's not a good idea for Logan to be at her wedding in England because of his health. Logan listens alongside his wife. Back at the party, Roman is finally talking shop with Sandy. He feels they might have a deal, but as he leaves, Sandy tells Stewie they will jerk him around for a bit and then throw him back. The party is over and the group waits for cars. Word is out that Tom swallowed his own load. He still insists it's cool, and also it's like he didn't cheat because the sperm stayed in his own body. Elsewhere, Kendall walks into a boardroom and takes a seat opposite Stewie and Sandy, who slide a contract over the table to him. I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously On Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, once season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Produced and published by Daph Doris.